Allah, out of His mercy, has opened many doors for human beings to seek His pleasure and forgiveness. Two very important doors are Tawbah, repentance, and Shafa'ah, intercession. Shafa'ah is the Islamic belief that on Judgment Day, Allah will permit His special servants to intercede on behalf of sinful believers and ask Allah to forgive their sins to save them from the fire of hell. Verses from the Holy Quran have been divided into different categories regarding intercession. The first group of verses say that there is no intercession. The second group of verses say there is no intercession for a special category. The unjust shall not have any compassionate friend, nor any intercessor who should be obeyed. The third group of verses say that intercession is only for Allah. Say, to Allah belongs intercession entirely. The fourth group of verses are those who are allowed intercession by the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we understand from these verses is that intercession is the right of Allah and is limited only to Him. Other than Allah, people may also intercede, but subject to Allah's permission. Just like the example of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, where he created the bird out of clay, then it came to life, but by Allah's permission only. Question: who would be included in intercession? Intercession will only be for the sincere believers who tried their best in this world but still cannot make it to heaven without additional mercy and forgiveness from Allah. Imam Musa al-Qadhim alayhi salam said, "The real believer, whenever he commits a sin, he becomes restless and regretful." And the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Regret is enough for repentance." One who is pleased on performing a good deed and is regretful on committing a sin is a believer. And one who is not regretful on his sins is not a believer, and intercession would not benefit him. Therefore, intercession cannot be rejected as a whole. Allah has promised it. But the promise of intercession is not such that one neglects his religious duties and hope for intercession. Even if you suppose that some sinners would be included in intercession, you should know that intercession is only in Qiyamah, and as mentioned in traditions, Barzakh is not a place for intercession. The Imams have said they are fearful for the ones who sin with regard to Barzakh. Who would intercede? Your deeds such as prayer, fasting, and etc. would intercede for you. The Quran will intercede for those that read and acted upon it. A scholar will be allowed to intercede for some of his students and followers. A pious parent may intercede for his or her children, and vice versa. All the prophets and messengers will also intercede for their faithful followers. The martyrs and good companions of the prophet will be allowed to intercede. But by far, the greatest power of intercession will be given to Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Everyone will wish they can get close to the prophet and the Ahlul Bayt on the day for intercession.